what you did as soon as you stopped working at Douglas. Mm-hmm. What did you do the next day? What did you think then?
Well, I didn't set my alarm clock. And I think that I more or less relaxed, but then, do you mean after the final time I went down there? Or do you mean when I was laid off?
When you were first laid off, you were laid off first and then they called you back, right?
That's right.
Tell me about when they first laid you off, what that was like for you.
Well, I just was like a chicken with its head cut off. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I was going to, I wasn't depressed or anything because I thought they would call me back. I don't know whether I just thought it or whether they had told us we'd be called back. But anyhow, I was just on vacation. And naturally, there's a lot of things around your home and things you want to do that you haven't been able to do. And I did those things. And I was glad the war was over. You know.
Have they laid off many people before they laid you off?
No.
Were you part of the first group?
They laid them all at one time, I think. You know. In fact, they probably did away with my shift. See, I was on the midnight shift, graveyard. And I think possibly they just laid the whole shift off, except there are old men, you know, that have been there for years or whatever. Probably put those on days and laid some on days off. But they thinned them out right away.
Did you know what you were going to do during those first few days?
Well, I wasn't going to do anything. I was going to wait till they called me and I was trying to decide whether I wanted to keep on working there or not. But I never worried about getting a job. It didn't enter my mind. I didn't expect to make as much money. But as far as a job was concerned, I didn't worry about it.
What did they say when they called you back in those 2 weeks? What was their reasoning for being able to call you back? Do you remember that?
Well, I think they had to adjust things. And when I went back, they were going to put me on days. In fact, I think they put me on days before they laid me off. They didn't lay me off the day war was over. It was a week or so. And then they put me on days. And I hated days. But of course, most jobs you have to work days anyway. But I just didn't like days at Douglas. So I was trying to make up my mind whether I wanted to go back or not.
When they called you back, did they say how long you would be able to work?
No.
Did they say that it was temporary?
Oh, no. They didn't say anything about it being temporary, and I don't think it was, because, well, it could have been. But, you see, I'd worked there 3 years and 3 months, and I had quite a bit of seniority. There were millions of them, you know, that had only worked there a year or something. So, I didn't think.
When they called you back, you decided not to take the job that they offered you.
Well, when I went back, they told me that if I would rather not, I didn't have to. You know, they'd take care of my unemployment for me, see that I got it, or, you know, whatever they do. They'd arrange it. And I thought that I would, the noise and... Well, it isn't a woman's job, really, in my estimation. I'd rather work where I can hear myself talk. And I hated the drive. I'd rather work closer to home. So I just quit.
Did they How did you go about getting your next job?
Well, the woman I had met when I was a dining room girl was the manager of Mark Keppel's school cafeteria, high school, cafeteria. So I went to her and told her what had happened. She handed me an apron and that was it. She asked me if I would rather cook or do some other things, you know, like pastry making and all of that, or cook on the range. If I cooked on the range, I got 5 cents an hour more. So, and she said she would teach me to cook, you know, commercially. It's in large amounts and so forth. And so I took that, and I stayed there for 8 years. I liked the book, and I liked the children.
What were your hours like there?
6 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. 6:15 in wintertime. I don't know what difference that 15 minutes made, but that's what it was. And it meant that I had to go to bed about 8 o'clock at night. I didn't have as good hours as I had at Douglas.
What did that do for your social life?
It cut it off in the bud. But, of course, I still had weekends. And at school, you only work 5 days a week. You see, I'd been working 6 at Douglas. So I only worked 5 days a week. And then you had the whole summer off, which wasn't good, because when you're supporting yourself, you have to work 12 months a year unless you make an awful lot of money.
I was going to ask you what the difference in pay was.
Well, I can't remember exactly, but I would say it was about half. You know, because Douglas paid well. In fact, if it hadn't been for Douglas, I wouldn't even have this house I'm in, I don't imagine. I'd probably have bought a house somewhere or another. But that's what gave me my start. I bought a little house while I worked at Douglas and sold it for twice as much as I paid for. And then I built 3 houses in summer times. I'd work at school in the winter, and in the summer, why, I'd build houses. And then I'd live in them a while, and then I'd sell them.
Tell me about the building of the house in the summer.
Well, the first house I built, my boyfriend was a contractor. And so he told me one day, he said, why don't you sell this house and I'll build you a bigger house? I paid him for it and all that, but he took over and built me a house. And I didn't do as much carpenter work on it as I have since. But it was too big. So then I sold it. Each one that I built, I thought would be my home. It was too big, and I bought the lot next door. And I built a house up there. And then my brother thought that I should have 2 houses on that lot, that so that I'd have an income. So I built a little house in the rear. And I decided that house was too big too. I decided to move in the little rear house and rent the front house. Well, there's a lot of upkeep to 2 houses. And I finally sold that one, too, and built on the lot next door to that. That was the last lot, so I had to move from there. But anyway, after I left Mark Keppel, well, I'll go into that more later if you want me to, but I wasn't close to my work. You see, when I built the other houses, they were on Lafayette Street right off of Hellman, and that was very near my work. I'm a great one to want to be close to my work.
That was in San Gabriel.
That was in San Gabriel. And so I sold the little house, the last house I built on, what was the name of that street?
Lafayette.
On Lafayette. And in the meantime, I had bought the lot here, this lot. And this is still San Gabriel. It's almost Temple City, but it's San Gabriel. And I met a girl at work, and she took a job at Temple City Medical Group as cook and dietitian. So one summer she was having surgery, and she wanted me to take her place. So I worked that summer, and I liked that place, and I liked it fine, and they liked me. And I bought books and went to the library and read up on diets and all that kind of thing so that I could handle that part of it. And she decided to get married. So when she got married, they called me. I had told them, you know, they would have kept me on. And I said, no, if Alice ever gives up the job, you want me, well, call me and we'll talk about it. So they called me, and I went to work in Temple City. Well, while this was going on, then I was starting to build this house. And I'd work a shift at Temple City. I went to work at 7, and I was through at 3. And it was only a short distance from this house, but from my other house, it was farther, and I didn't like that. So I would then come here to my house and paint and do all kinds of things that needed doing, and till 10 o'clock at night, and then I would go home. And this went on till I got the house built. And I moved in June 1953.
You said that you did a lot of the work on this house yourself.
Oh, yes. I, as much as I had time to do, and after they, my dad and I built the last house before this by ourselves, but this one I was working, and it was hard work, it wasn't anything easy about it, and I was my own contractor. But I hired all the work done, if you know what I mean. Of course, I did all the painting, and I built cupboards. Part of my cupboards were built, then I built cupboards, and I laid the base shoe, and I even laid my carpet when I, this carpet's been down for 19 years. I laid my carpet. I did that the night before I went to the hospital to have surgery for my cataract. So I'm surprised it's straight on the floor. What else do you want to know about that? Oh, you were asking me about the building things. But,
I was just interested in what?
Well, I would help them, like my wiring. I had a friend that I had income on the weekends, and I was his aide, his handyman, you know. But I worked right along with the men a lot of times. The one house that I was building over the last house before this, I hired a man to come after he got through work. And he and I nail siding on the house. It takes two to nail siding, you know, one at each end. And things like that. I could do anything. I've done everything but shingle a house. I put on the, and the subfloor, when they put the subfloor in this house, after they went home, I came over and put some more nails in it. Because if you don't have your subfloor down good and tight, it'll squeak. And when my dad and I were building things, my dad helped me build a TV cabinet, and well, and my dad helped on my house, even this house. And he didn't like electric saws and things like that. And at that time, I had a table saw. And so I cut all the boards and stuff like that, because Dad was afraid to cut them. He'd take a handsaw. Well, that takes forever. So I did all that. And when a carpenter's working, he needs a helper. You know, somebody to hold the other end of the board and do different things. And I did all the painting inside and out of my house. I still do. But working at Douglas helped me a lot. It really did. Because I didn't know the things I could do. You know, everybody can do more than they think they can or know they can. Really, you can do anything if you want to. That's enough.
How long did you work then as a dietitian with the Temple City Group?
About 7 years. And during that time, I had one cataract extracted. And while I was in the hospital with it, I met a lot of women who were LVNs, licensed vocational nurses. And they all wanted to know why I wasn't a licensed vocational nurse. So I got to thinking about that, and I thought I would like it. Because when I worked at Temple City Medical, it was this small place. 6 patients, but you had all the doctors to feed and the nurses. And I would, if the nurses were busy, I would carry trays to the patients and all that kind of thing, and I liked it. And when you get older, you want to help people. It's a funny thing. Well, you always want to help people, or try to, but when you get older, it's more important to you. So I decided to, I went and talked to the woman in charge of the nursing program, and I decided to wait one more year and save up my money so I could do it. And I told my boss about it, and he didn't want me to go, but he said if I wanted to, that, you know. So I saved my money, I laid off work for a year, and went to PCC.
That's Pasadena City College.
City College. And graduated from there, or from the nursing program. And then I went to work at St. Luke Hospital.
How old were you when you did that?
Past 50. I'm 72 now, and that was in 50. Oh, I graduated in 61. I can't keep track of it. Then I had another cataract that I wasn't expecting on the other eye. So I had to be off work for a couple of months with that because I couldn't see, and then I had to have the surgery, and you know. So then I stayed at I trained at St. Luke. You know, the nursing program at PCC sends the nurses out to different hospitals to train, you know, to make beds and pass pans, you know. So I went to I trained at St. Luke, so I started working there. And I liked it. And I worked there till I retired.
What kind of stuff did you do there?
Well, I took an extra pharmacology course. Of course, now they give that right along with the nursing program at PCC, but at the time I took it, we didn't get that. I could pass medicines, but I didn't like to. I don't want to give anybody a shock. I would pass pills, but farther than that, I wouldn't go, except once in a while. Anyhow, I made beds, bathed patients. Well, you take complete care of a patient. We had a lot more to do than they do now. Now, if a patient has to go to x-ray, they have an orderly to take them. Or if they have to, when they go home. But the nurse used to do that in the old days, the LVN. If they had to go to x-ray, she took them to x-ray and left them, and the x-ray'd call and tell her to come pick them up when they were through. So a nurse really had more to do then. Probably they have other things to do now that I don't know anything about, though.
When did you retire?
In 1973, when I was 65. I was tired. I'd worked ever since I was about 25 years old. And I worked steady, too. I never was off, except, you know, just like all these kids now have this and that. I've gone to work when I was, thought I was going to die, but after I was at work a while, I forgot all about it.
Who did you spend your time with during those years?
What do you mean?
Outside of work. What kinds of activities did you...
Well, I always had a boyfriend, naturally. And I loved to dance. I still like to dance, but I don't do it anymore because things are different now. But if I was a little younger, I'd be going to the discos. I do what other people do. You know, I went places. And
did you have women friends during that time?
Oh, sure. You know, as much as I could. You don't have much time when you're working. And if you have a home, and if you have a man friend, they help you. Women don't do very much. Although my best friend moved to San Francisco. My closest friend I ever had, and since then she's died. She was a lot younger than, well, at least 10 years younger than I was. But it just seems that all my close friends have died now. But,
We were talking, Eva, about your social life during those years.
Well, I went with different men. The man that I had gone with for several years, we split up. So naturally, I went with someone else. And one night at a dance, I met a man that I started going with that was interested in horses. In fact, he had a racehorse. And I went to the races every Saturday for several years, and that was part of my social life for a while, and I went to dances, and...
Where were the dances? At the same place that you talked about before? At the dance halls?
Yes, and parties where we danced, you know, private parties. And I can't think of the name of the place. There used to be a place in L.A., a dinner place, that they had two orchestras. I can't for the life of me find out what the name of it is, because I'd like to know where it was. But we'd go there for dinner, and then we'd dance. And when one orchestra wasn't playing, the other orchestra would play. It was a huge place. But I haven't the faintest idea. And I went to all the Earl Carrolls and all the rest of them. You know, the night spots. All that was on the weekend. During the week I worked.
What about time that you would spend with your women friends?
Well, we would either double date, or we would go shopping, or something like that. I was never much for movies. I couldn't sit still at all. Really, the thing I like to do is dancing. And sometimes we'd go dancing to get the women. We had more fun when we went by ourselves. You know, you can pick and choose easier. And we would go over to Montebello and dance. I think that was put on by the Masonic Lodge or something, I don't know. And we used to go over there and dance. That was in the middle of the week that we went there. But we were always dancing.
Did you keep in touch with friends that you had made at Douglas during those years after you left there?
No, I didn't. Because they were so far away, and I just didn't do it. You know, I was busy with my friends up here, and my work, and my children, and, you know, you can only stretch yourself so far. But I met a lot of nice people at Douglas, a lot of nice girls.